And today's talk title is New Now, What's Next? And that title gets me thinking about how I have been your assistant minister now for over 2.5 years. I know, time flies. And it's taken a while, but I finally feel like I'm getting to know you. I'm getting to know Jeff and Marcos and Jim and Susan and Marie and Don and Sherry and Gail. And I could list so many more names, but we'd be here all morning. And it's wonderful for me to get to do that, because when I first came here to Santa Rosa over 2.5 years ago, I didn't really know anyone. And it didn't help that it was also in the middle of the pandemic. So it was really hard to get to know people. But I persisted, and so did you. And now I take a look at our beautiful center, and I can only say, wow. You know, especially when we hear that wonderful choir. Oh boy, I'm just so thrilled and delighted to have been able to spend this last 2.5 years with you, and I look forward to so many more. In fact, I have to say I don't really feel new anymore. But nevertheless, I want to talk today about newness and start our talk with that. Now, when I examine life, life with a capital L, from the spiritual perspective, what I see is endless newness. The body that I'm in today is completely new compared to the one that I was in yesterday. My mind and my thoughts are new today. I notice that I have an opportunity to make new connections, to learn new things, to deepen my connection to the infinite nature of life each and every moment that I am here on our beautiful blue and green ball of mud called Earth. So life to me, in its endless newness, speaks of a never-ending flow, a never-ending movement. Sufi poet Hafiz shares in his poem, "A River Understands This." I think a river understands me. I used to know my name, but now I don't. For what does a river call itself when it starts emptying into the sea, opening itself wider until it is one with the ocean? I am like that with the world, and in my union with all, you were there because you read this page. Now, I love that poem so much because it teaches me, first, that there are times when I need to be willing to let go of those ideas of myself and who I am, to allow myself to have a deeper connection to the flow of life. And I notice that just as that river will soften the rocks along its bed over time, so too does spirit soften those sharp edges within me that sometimes I cherish a little too much. And it teaches me that my uniqueness is never separate from the grandeur of the whole. It turns out that I am the river, but I'm also the ocean. And this also reminds me that when I am in the world, embracing its joys while also working through its challenges, simply sharing my voice from the grace of that flow of life within me, it can help others to share that flow too. Just as we heard our choir share their voices, that invited us into the flow of life, didn't it? Now, I'm so grateful that many of you shared your voice through the form of affirmations with our center this past Wednesday at our spring equinox potluck. And if you weren't there that night, but you're here in the social hall today, I invite you to take a look at the flowers that are on the tables out there, because almost all of those flowers have a little tag on it with an affirmation that was written by somebody here in our center on Wednesday, for themselves, sure, but also for all of us. And I know that each of those affirmations is its own unique expression of the divine. In fact, because we also have our online viewers here today, I wanted to share some of those affirmations with you. These beautiful flowers. And this one says, I am the musical score harmonizing all of spring's wonder. Isn't that lovely? And then this next one here. I delight in living my joy. And this last one here. I like to stick together these affirmations. Spirit is my light and my love. So when I hear those affirmations, I hear newness. That's what it means to me to know that I am connected, that I am moving, that you are moving, even when sometimes it feels like we're not. And in that movement, there are endless opportunities for us to share the voice of life with the world through our intentional words, our actions, and our song. And when I think about the flow that comes when I embrace that newness, I'm also reminded of the now, which happens to be the second word in our talk title today. That word now, we love that in New Thought, don't we? And I think that's because there have been so many spiritual thinkers over the ages that have spoken about the now moment, which is this idea that the only truly real thing is right now, and that the past, the future, these are only thoughts in our minds. Now, this doesn't mean that the past and the future can't inform our lives, so please keep on organizing your calendar. But the now moment, it reminds me that there is a real power in allowing my awareness to rest and focus on what is happening right here, right now. You feel that in the silence. So last week, Dr. Edward shared a little bit of his story when he was starting out with Science of Mind, and I noticed I heard a lot of myself in that too. That what happened to me when I started to hear our good news, the good news that our teaching shares. And just like Edward last week, I too sometimes would forget and still do the good news. And sometimes find myself using my mind to focus and obsess about things that are completely outside of my control. Now, that's normal. That's part of being human. And it's no surprise, given everything that's going on in the world, that it can be really easy to get caught up in negativity. But because of our teaching, I know that when I find myself in that cycle of negativity, that rotisserie thinking in my mind, when I've got a very negative hamster running on the hamster wheel of my brain, it's a very negative hamster, I notice that I can check in with that negativity and just simply ask it, what is it that you're really trying to tell me? I don't want to bury it. I don't want to bypass it, but rather I want to learn from it because I know that that hamster is there for a reason. And when I do that, then I can choose to bring my awareness back into the present moment. And in that moment, I can ask myself, what's really happening right now? What's really going on? And when I settle into the silence, into the moment, I notice that I start to hear an answer. And it's less words and more of a feeling. That feeling tells me that I'm actually safe. It tells me that I am worthy. It tells me that I'm okay now and that I will continue to be okay. These inner answers, they reconnect me to the flow of life. And they remind me that I am the flow of that river, and I'm also the ocean into which it flows. What I know to be happening in each and every singular moment is this: the divine, spirit, God, the universe, reality, life, love, whatever we choose to call it, that's it. End of talk. You see, if I can truly know this, not just think about it, but really know it and embody it, it turns out that the details of whatever problem that I'm fussing about in that moment, those details tend to take care of themselves. And I notice that those parts of my mind that often resist doing whatever that right thing is, they tend to relax. And they relax because in that divine safety, they no longer have to try so hard to keep me safe. They're able to step back and allow me to focus on what's here right now. And when I can do that, that's when I can embody that spirit within. You see, those protective parts, they don't have to carry the load that they are often carrying for me. And boy, does that relieve stress in my life and the lives of everyone around me. Ooh. So this is the reason why I think that Eckhart Tolle's The Power of Now has become an international bestseller. It tells us something that I think we all intrinsically know deep within the heart of our hearts, but sometimes forget in favor of all of those safe ways of being that we're told we have to be in the world in order to be safe. He talks about moving beyond survival thinking into thriving. And he shares that the way we can do that is by focusing on that moment, by letting go of the past and our attachment to what we want the future to look like, and truly living in this moment right now. What is happening right now? That's because in this right now, it's so much easier to recognize that something, whatever we choose to call it, that's so much bigger than we are, that's something that's wise, and it's compassionate, and it's curious, but it's also active, and it pulls us into being in the world. Really, he's talking about how do we find our way back into that flow of life. Now, in my work here at the center over the past 2 years, well, it certainly pulled me into the flow, sometimes kicking and screaming. But I have to tell you, helping this community to move from survival during our long pandemic to thriving now, and don't get me wrong, we are finding our way into thriving, that has been such a labor of love. In many ways, I think, we're still figuring out how to be humans together. What does that look like? Isn't that fun? And I have to say, it can be very challenging. It's one of the most challenging things I've ever done in my life. But the gift of our community, the gift that I often find that I receive from all of us here, from you, is that so many of us are living our lives like the river that Hafiz talks about. Your embrace of the flow of life has been such a gift, and I cherish it in my heart, and it's one of the many reasons that I love being here, and I hope that you notice that from each other too, that when all of us are in the flow, as so many of us are, that it uplifts everyone. So, holding on to that newness and recognizing the spirit in this moment, that brings us to the third part of our talk title. What's next? Such a great question, isn't it? now that we are out of the pandemic, that we're finding our way back into the flow of life, both individually but also as a community, I often ask myself that question. What's next? What is next for the Center for Spiritual Living in Santa Rosa? What is next for the world? What's my part in what's next? What's our part as a community in what's next? Turns out that this year is our center's 70th anniversary. I know, right? And I don't think that we would have stuck around quite as long as we have if it were not for being in the flow of life. And if we didn't offer that flow of life through our teaching, through our community, through the unconditional love that we share for everyone who walks through our doors. So this tells me then where my answer to what's next might reside. And that's within that flow of life, within this present moment, which is sourced from the infinite spirit that's behind all of creation, behind all of creation. Answering that question, what's next, invites me to embrace the flow of life in a way that opens me up to all that is possible. Because after all, the instant the river of my life meets the infinite ocean of that divine life, well, the water of my being could go anywhere then, couldn't it? Indeed, the power of that divine ocean to carry me and to sustain me means that I can do so much more than I can do by myself. And there's a really powerful and fun practice I learned to help me to find my way back into that flow of life whenever I consider what my future might bring. And that practice is called visioning. And some of you got to enjoy that practice if you came to my visioning workshop in January. And I know there are many others in our community. We have a weekly visioning call, and we have classes, many classes, that teach about vision. And I'm going to be teaching one at the end of April. And that spiritual practice of visioning, at its most basic level, is about tuning into that singular divine moment, listening to spirit, and thus finding our way back into the flow of the river of our lives. Now, I remember the very first time that I learned about visioning when I was just getting started on my own journey. And I learned it from a prayer practitioner at the Bodhi Spiritual Center named Linda Jackson. And Linda, if you happen to be watching, hi, Linda. And it turns out Linda became a minister in our movement as well. She's at Cityside Spiritual Community in Chicago and doing quite well there. And when I was listening to her explain visioning, if my memory serves, it was in a workshop, I was so fascinated. I was so fascinated that there could be something within me that was connected to this bigger something that was seemingly able to find answers. Often when my thinking mind would come up blank. And I was equally fascinated by how I felt after I was done with that visioning practice. Because it almost was like the answers that I received, the words that I received, those were secondary because there was a feeling there. There was a feeling that what I desired in life was actually possible. Now, I would have a lot more opportunities in my journey to be able to practice visioning, and I recall I was taking Spiritual Principles and Practices, which is a class that we're going to be offering in September here at the center, and we visioned as part of one of our classes, and we visioned all together as a class community, and I don't remember what the topic was that we were visioning on, but I do recall clearly that when we shared all of our visioning answers with each other, it turns out that many of us received the exact same message. It was almost a little eerie, and of course we talked about it. We're like, this is so cool. And it was in that moment that I knew that there was some deeper mind at work within me. that was finding its way out through this visioning process that we shared together. And so what I learned about visioning is this. It was less about the details of the message that I would receive and more about unlocking that feeling of infinite possibility. And this is so important because I learned that when I'm able to embrace that feeling of infinite possibility that comes out of visioning, well, I find that I become less invested in any particular outcome, and instead I'm able to embrace the path, the journey, the process that leads me to the best possible outcome, which might look totally different than what my mind tells me. So this morning, I would like to give us an opportunity to tune into that divine flow of life. And I'm going to share a visioning process with you that I've modified a little bit from the typical questions that we ask to align it with our topic today, new, now, and what's next. So don't worry about writing anything down. I didn't expect anybody to show up here with their journals, even though I know some of you do. Today, what I'm more interested in you focusing on is what is that feeling inside of you, that feeling of spirit, of infinite possibility. So, if it feels comfortable, I invite you to close your eyes and take a nice deep breath, breathing in, breathing out. Settle into the rhythm of your breath and allow your awareness, your conscious awareness, to settle like a floating feather into the silence of this room. And in this moment, call to mind something new that you feel would benefit both you and the world that you'd like to see more of. You might have an image of that in your mind, or if you don't do images in your mind, maybe you hear words or you have a feeling. Just tune into that. And as you tune into this feeling, knowing that there is a wise, compassionate, courageous, divine spirit at the center of your being, ask that spirit, what is new that I can embrace that enhances my life and the lives of all those around me? What is new that I can embrace that enhances my life and the lives of all those around me? Take this moment to listen for an answer. It might come in words, but it may also come as a feeling in your body. Try to tune into what you feel as you hear your response. Now, settling back into the silence of this moment, allow your awareness to expand and rest in the spaciousness of this room. In that silence, ask the spirit within you, how can I better embrace the flow of life in this now moment? How can I better embrace the flow of life in this now moment? And just listen and tune into your feelings. And finally, remaining in this present moment, allow your awareness to rest again in the spaciousness of this room. Now ask the spirit within, what is next for my life and what is next for my community? What is next for my life and what is next for my community? And tune into your feelings. I invite you to take in another deep breath, breathing in. Let out a big sigh. Find your way back to this room. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes and smile. How are you all feeling? Good. I think a river understands me. I used to know my name, but now I don't. For what does a river call itself when it starts emptying into the sea, opening itself wider until it is one with the ocean? I am like that with the world. And in my union with all, you were there because you read this page. This is what it means to me to embrace the newness of life. To allow that life to flow through me and to let that flow lead me into a new tomorrow. And so I invite you to check in with yourself and see, where is the river of your life going to lead you? Shall we take that into prayer? Okay. How good it is to know that there is only one life and presence and power that is the very essence and nature of the flow of life itself. That life is constantly moving, constantly flowing, constantly expanding and becoming more of its inherent good. And I know myself to be one with that, just as each and every person here today on our live stream, we are all one with that infinite flow of life. And so I claim for us here and now an opening of our hearts to embrace that gentle, divine, loving flow of life, knowing that it takes us to such beautiful places, knowing that it uplifts us, that it expands our hearts, it expands our ability to love ourselves, to love one another. And so it is so beautiful to witness the flow of each and every river here as we together make up that ocean of divinity in all that we say, all that we think, and all that we do in the world. I am grateful for that. And with this gratitude, I release my word into that divine law of mind that always says, yes, my beloveds. And I invite us all to seal this word together by saying, and so it is.